Everybody, welcome to the Patron's Choice Show for the month of October. How's everybody doing out there today?
Yay!
Spooky!
So good. We have a special guest on the Patron's Choice Show this week. We have none other than Matthew Eichhoff. How you doing, sir? Hey.
Thank you. You
should just be called King of the List.
Well, you, the patrons, chose top 10 scariest movies or horror movies. And if it was a list podcast, we figured we need to bring the best and, you know, really bring it for our patrons. And so Matt is going to be joining us.
Wow, this is some high praise and high pressure, because I don't know if this list will perform. So hopefully you guys got some stuff.
I'm guessing all five. What was he doing? We're doing five or ten, right?
Five. Our top five each. Since we added Matt, I feel like it balances it a little bit.
Okay. I'm guessing Matt's top five will have nothing to do with horror movies.
Ghost is his number one, because that was scary.
You know what? I actually just crossed that off my list there. I did have that.
Actually, if you think about it, Ghost could be on the list, because what's more scary than being killed and then having these shadows come take you and wish you were...
It was scary. I mean, I remember watching
Take you to hell. I mean, yeah. Come on. I mean, that's scary.
Or that freaky guy that he meets on the bus.
Yeah. You know,
that guy, like, haunted me.
So... I guess that could be considered a horror movie, right?
And it has Patrick Swayze, which is on Matt's top 10 female actors of all time.
Yeah.
To be fair, I did put a female actress on my top 10 actor list. I was trying to balance the ways.
You're fair and balanced, Matt. That's all that matters.
And just to balance out Ghost, you could also have Ghost Dad as a horror movie.
Especially now.
Yeah.
In present context.
Okay.
What about Ghostbusters 2? That was a horrible movie.
Oh, come on.
Is that the same?
You went too far.
You know what? You don't realize this, but I'm a huge Ghostbusters 2 fan. I read the novel before I saw the movie. I was so excited about this movie coming out.
Well, that explains why you had a terrible list.
You just gave me all that high praise, and then you're going to crap over it.
Wait. I didn't give you any high praise.
You could have fairly just said that's why I chose the Colts too. That's a deep dig there.
Hey, so. I don't say anything about that at all, because I don't even have a team.
A man without a team. We are excited to talk about it here, because it's only a couple days before Halloween. We just had our Halloween party yesterday. Jack, you had a fantastic costume.
I did. I came as Hopper. The sheriff from Stranger Things.
It was a pretty nice costume. Like, where'd you get? That was a high quality costume. That wasn't like a Walmart costume there.
It was at this Halloween shop by Target in Knightdale.
Oh, was it one of those like Spirit Halloween stores or something?
I guess, yeah. It's one of those things. It used to be Bed Bath & Beyond, but then it folded, and now it was sent vacant for a year. So the Halloween place went inside.
It's like standard Halloween place. They just pop up about a month before Halloween. That sounds like a Spirit Halloween store.
It's like a Christmas tree lot place that sells trees, and you sit there.
Or you got your firework, in July. They just transform into a Halloween store in October.
Yeah, I just wonder how Christmas tree lot places make money.
I mean, I know they're like $50 a tree. Probably cost them like a dollar.
Oh, it costs them more than a dollar. They're being shipped from
Oregon. To grow
like
a tree,
right?
You just get the shipping's enough, but the tree itself.
Shipping, it's coming from somewhere. You got to pay someone to, unless it's your lot, you got to sit out there.
I don't like the, I prefer the non-GMO trees. I know a lot of trees these days, they pop them up in 5 years and they're all puffed up and extra fat, and I just don't like them. The needles.
Do you go fake tree then?
Fake tree all the way, yeah. Buy it on clearance the day after Christmas, and
what's better for the environment, a fake tree or a real tree?
That's like paper versus plastic, I think, or diapers versus disposable cloth, yeah.
Your plastic trees, your fake tree is great until you get tired of it, then you just toss it in the dump. Whereas the fake tree, I mean the real tree, you put it back, and I throw mine back in the circle of life. So, but I have a fake tree now, though.
All right. Well, that is not scary enough for our top five favorite horror movies.
This is why Jay's hosting.
So now here's the thing about me for my list is I don't like scary movies. So mine isn't probably people expecting, you know, these classic horror movies. I'm not going to have them because I haven't seen most of the classic horror films. So mine might be a Matt type list, with a bunch of picks that don't belong in there. But alas, I will make my list as best as I can.
Just say every movie made by Alfred Hitchcock.
Matt, how about you? How's your, are you a horror fan or like, what's your history here?
I am not a big horror fan, although I've seen a lot of the classics, of course, you know, and you know, if you lived in the 80s at all, you at least had to see either the Friday the 13th movies or, you know, the,
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes, exactly. Nightmare. Halloween. I just wanted to say Freddy because that's how you referred to them as, you know, Halloween, I saw a couple of those, you know, and of course Scream when that came out, that was like right around the time I was in high school, so that was really popular. But as far as movies that scare me, it has to be more of like a psychological alien kind of level of like, and I'm not talking about the movie Alien, although that was pretty scary too. So with the whole chest buster thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So, I'm. Shall we start at the bottom and work our way to the top?
Yeah, start from the bottom. Now we're here.
We can start at the bottom and go lower.
Well, why don't we kick it off with? We'll start with Jack, Matt, and then me, and we'll just kind of go around from there. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. So, Jack, you go first.
My fifth one. Is going to be a little movie called Rosemary's Baby. I'm talking about the original, not the remake.
I knew this was going to be on your list, by the way.
Because I've talked about it before, because I've watched it once. I think I was like 7, and my babysitter was watching it, and I stayed up watching it with her. And literally, I don't think I slept for the next 2 years. I just it completely freaked me out. The only thing I remember now about it is the baby being cut out of the woman or something like that. Her legs were tied or it was like it scared the crap out of me. Literally, I did not sleep for years. Wow. Because, and I've never watched it again. So I'm 55. So what, 48 years later, I have never, and I won't watch it again.
I'm surprised that's ever. Not number one on your list just because of it's the severity at which it scared you.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where you go, I don't really remember much about it, but it scared the crap out of me. So, but I was only 7, though. Would it scare me now?
I don't know.
I'd be like, whatever. That happens every day. Come on, move on. So, no, that's Rosemary's Baby, the original, because I know they did a remake here recently, and I don't think it did very well, but I think, who's it? Mia Farrow was in the original, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mia Farrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well... I feel like I should go because, see, I actually prepared a 10 list, you know, and it's really hard for me to knock it down to 5. But
I did the same thing. So I'm coming.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like I want to include just a little bit of everything, but I'll go ahead and keep with this same motif of what terrified me as a kid. And I know you're going to laugh. It's going to be one of those Matt kind of moves here. But E.T. E.T. is the one. Yeah, it's what? The one movie I had a nightmare about when I was a kid. I mean, I was not scared about a lot of movies, but E.T. scared me so much. It took me a while to come back to that movie.
I just want to say it was Colleen that asked Matt to join us for this.
Well, this is actually, it's kind of perfect that he chose E.T. I'm trying to find where this poll is, whether it's in our patrons group or our Facebook group. And it must be in our patrons group. Let me go there.
It's are we just trying to push E.T. on people until people admit it was a better movie?
The question was who makes worse decisions, or who makes the worst decisions? Boston when he's picking for the verses, or Matt when he's picking for his list. And I think your choice of E.T. here bridges the two worlds between you and Boston.
I have to agree. I think I agree with that.
You agree with me?
I agree that it, I agree with that people are voting that there actually is a vote on who's worse. Oh, okay.
Why
you look at Boston had Boston had a million candy bars to choose from, and he chose one from Canada.
Okay, but Matt, choose your or defend your reasoning here.
Okay, all right. Look, initially I have E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind tied for the same space in my mind as being a kid and seeing these movies and being terrified of being abducted by an alien. Specifically, the scene from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, I remember, my parents went away. I was there with the babysitter. I got to stay up late and watch this movie. And, you know, I like Star Wars. So I'm like, Close Encounters, it's got spaceships. It's going to be, oh my gosh, the scene where the kid gets abducted from the house and the lights coming through.
But you picked E.T., not Close Encounters.
Oh, yeah, sorry. They're kind of...
Okay. There's another I've talked about before where D.B. Sweeney gets abducted by aliens and they do that needle through the eye thing where they strap them down with a plastic and they just have the little eye open.
Sorry. You're getting ahead of yourself here. But no, okay, that scene and then the scene from E.T. where he goes out and there's the light on in the garage and he rolls the ball, you know.
Yeah.
All rolls out. Like, and then even the scene where he's running through the cornfield and then he sees it or he has that encounter with E.T. Those scenes I just remember just being like really scared of.
The scene where he eats the Reese's Pieces terrified me.
I'm just saying I would not bring him home and try to adopt him. So that's just me. I was just really and again I had nightmares about this. That's why it's on my list. You can make fun of me if you will, so be it. I didn't put Dune there, okay?
I would have accepted Dune over E.T.
All right. Well, it's my pick now, right? How do I follow?
You can only go up from here.
Why couldn't I follow Matt? That's a bunch of crap.
Okay, so my pick is, it's kind of more of a comedy horror film, but for me, when I saw it, I was like 5 years old, and it instilled the fear of spiders in me for, you know, the next 20 years. Until I, you know, finally am not that scared of spiders anymore. But Arachnophobia. I've watched it as an adult, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of, it's more funny than, or like dark comedy, I would say, than like a horror film, because the spider does look pretty fake. They used real spiders for the spawn of the big spider, but still, just really scared the crap out of me about spiders. Still not a big fan of arachnids, but just one of those movies that scare the crap out of me. I still check my shoes before I put them on every single time.
Oh.
Because of that one scene where he puts on his slippers and gets bitten by the spider and he dies. To this day, I check my shoes to see if any spiders decided to make their home in there. So arachnophobia is my number five.
That's sound advice.
I remember seeing that in the movie theater, and I went to it with a girl at the time. So I was probably it was very early in the dating part of where you're just kind of like, I really just hope she like grabs on to me or I get a kiss, you know, like you're just kind of like hoping for, you're like, I have no idea what's going to happen.
You want me to check your shoes? The new pickup line.
So, yeah. So I had fond memories about seeing Iraq, even though it was like this spiders coming out of the drain. I remember that being like a classic scene from that movie and a good work by John Goodman, right? Like he's kind of branching out from the whole Roseanne stigma. So,
Yes, sir. Jack, I think it's back to you for your number four.
Okay. On this one, I had to look up the name of the movie because I only remember one scene from the movie. I mean, I like the whole movie, but there's this one scene from the movie. It's when a stranger calls, and the line from the movie is, "The calls are coming from inside the house." So that always, I was like, I said, that is the best line in any horror movie. You're trying to, you're locking the window, but the calls are coming from inside the house. So I just, I just remember that line. So since I remember that line always, that when a stranger called, made my list.
Okay, E.T. is much more terrifying than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, Jack, I'm sorry. Like, that was pretty
so
lame.
So what? E.T. phones home, it's coming from inside the house, is scary.
Well, no, but at least Matt's giving context to why it scared him. This is like, well, I really like the tagline. So,
well, it's a great line. I mean, it's, the calls are coming from inside the house.
You know, Scream has the opening with Drew Barrymore, classic. They kind of go over that classic scenario of the calls coming from inside the house.
They did better. I'd rather look at Scream.
And look what happened to her.
Yeah, she was in E.T. and she was really successful. I'm going with a movie that, okay, this one can scare you. I think it's definitely in the Stephen King kind of realm. Sorry.
Even Stevens.
Pet Cemetery. I thought this movie, this came out right around, you know, middle school for me, late middle school. So another movie to kind of watch, you know, when you're at a party or even if you're alone. The scene where, and I don't want to give spoilers to these movies, but
it's been like 50 years. You can give a spoiler.
It's some pretty horrific stuff when there's a little kid that gets hit by a semi truck, and it's just one of those gut wrenching kind of moments in the movie. You know, it starts off all innocent because they plant their cat back there in this cemetery, and it comes to life. And then, of course, you can kind of see where this is going once the kid dies. Creepy movie. So, I think a lot scarier than phone calls coming from inside the house.
Phone home. Look, you have no credit. I could come up with four more movies that are worth, but you have E.T. on your list.
I don't know. I think right now I'm two for one.
Well, you can never be two for one, but you can be one for two.
Okay. All right. Okay. My next pick is probably going to be the most Matt-like pick of my list.
Please be E.T.
It's not E.T. It's the least because it's I would probably classify it as a short film, but many will probably consider it a music video. But if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups can be a candy bar, this can be a film.
You're really going with Michael Jackson's Thriller video?
Yes, I am, because...
Oh, my God. Matt, you're no longer last on the list.
No, because... let me tell why. Because, one, the zombies are scary, but... The opening scene where he turns into the werewolf, like, as a kid, that scared the crap out of me. Like, it genuinely scared me.
And that's
pretty
Michael
horrific.
Jackson. That's who you're like.
And then when they started singing, God.
Well, then it was fun. And then it closes out with, you know, it's everything's fine. It was a bad dream. And then he turns around and his eyes are the wolf eyes. And you have the Vincent Price.
Oh, I love that ending,
So it is a Matt-like pick, but for me it was one of those things where I really a big Michael Jackson fan.
So
love the Thriller song.
I get crap from two people that
because you
a
said
Michael
you
Jackson
picked a tagline. You didn't talk about the movie. You didn't say why I was scared.
I don't know. I think this is more like a Jack-like pick because it's Reese's Cups versus bars.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Doesn't really count as a movie. It's a short film what I'm classifying it
but
as.
But as far as a horror, like being in that genre and being like a short film that's like really influential, and clearly you've had your heart set on this ever since that Stranger Things trailer we've heard so much about.
Oh, I love that. Again, I've waxed poetic about that trailer, which, Jack, you finally saw it yesterday as we were prepping for.
That was excellent.
So it was good, right? Lived up to, you know.
Yeah. Well, I only had like a minute to go till I had to watch the actual episode, so that was pretty good. Yeah,
you're gonna watch this now, Dad. That's how.
Well,
I kind
of had it on as like, okay, let's start getting ready to sit down and watch the show. Kind of thing. All right, Jack, I think it's your turn at number three.
Yeah, I got like a Matt J pick here. just like an episode of Magnum PI where he wears that werewolf mask. Come on, that's scary. Yeah. No, my third one is Poltergeist.
Ah, yeah.
Here. I mean, that is just a terrifying movie from start to finish. You got little Carrie Ann who's touching the TV, and then, you know, oh my God, and then they're built on a was built on a burial ground, right? And they fall in the pool. And all, who was the actress? She falls in the pool, right? And they're all like grabbing her and stuff. Come on, that is a scary movie. So anyway, yeah, Poltergeist would be my third choice for scary movie. I think it had a good soundtrack too, so make Jay happy.
I don't remember that soundtrack.
I'm just being funny. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
If soundtrack or not.
Well, just to give some connective discussion to the movies that we've picked, Pet Sematary also is based on an Indian burial ground. So,
who stole from who?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I think, you know, we can put it in the motif of Indian burial ground or aliens from another world.
Or music video.
I guess I'm up next, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing about Poltergeist. I thought Spielberg had a hand in that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think he produced it
or something. Yeah.
He produced it, I believe.
But I thought that he was producing that or working on that simultaneously while he was also doing E.T. Like they were made roughly at the same time.
They may have been. I don't think he directed. I think he produced it off the top of my head.
Yeah, because he was working on his own horror movie, E.T. All right, my pick is...
E.T. is a horror movie. Like,
it's terrifying. / Close Encounters.
You know, one movie I had on my list in the top 10 was American Werewolf in London. I thought I was going to take some crap for that.
What? That's a scary movie. That's crazy.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's
that's
scary.
That's terrifying when he turns into the wolf.
It's also funny, though.
Yeah.
All right. My number three. Jack mentioned or alluded to it earlier, Fire in the Sky. Movie about an abduction that takes place. And
supposed
this
to be a
movie,
real story, right?
Yeah. It's based on a real story, based on real events and testimony. And it is terrifying. Now, I do know that they did Hollywoodize some of the abduction scenario. But there is a scene where there is an eye, like a needle going into an eyeball in this movie. And I don't, like, it is just visually, like, awful, like, just gut-wrenching to watch. And
well, I agree with you, because in that scene, he gets strapped down by this plastic stuff.
Right.
And he can't move. And they open up the little spot for his eye, and the needle just comes down. I'm like going, oh, my God. And you could hear D.B. Sweeney did a great job of acting there. It's that the fear, I was terrified watching it.
This movie is, you know, I know it's not going to be one of those like Freddy or Jason kind of movies, but I'm saying like a movie that'll rock you to your core, and just him being abducted and everything that he goes through on that ship is pretty terrifying. So that is my number three,
which made me never want to be abducted by. Because I was like,
me
yeah,
too.
I'll get abducted by an alien. I don't care. But then after seeing that, I go, okay, no, I don't want no bunch of tests being done to me.
Yeah, that's right. Because you thought, oh, yeah, E.T.'s just a cute little, you know, creature. Not at all.
Well, I'm going to pick the alien movie that's actually scary. I'm going to pick Alien, the first Alien film by Ridley Scott. Again, one of those ones, I think it was on TV the first time I watched it with my cousin. And it was just it's just very scary, but also like in terms of like world building and stuff like that, an incredible movie, but just so claustrophobic in the space in the spaceship once the being bursts out of the chest. You know, the trivia that a lot of people know, when the chest burster burst out of his chest, the rest of the cast didn't know that was going to happen. That look of fear and like, what the hell is going on, is a real reaction that Ridley Scott got out of all of the actors besides, I'm blanking on the guy who played, he recently passed away, I think, didn't he?
Bill Paxton.
Not Bill Paxton. He was an alien.
Bill Paxton?
One that chest burst through his, the chest burster burst through his chest. We're all IMDb being right now.
I know. I can see his face, but
I can see his chest exploding.
But anyway, John Hurt.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. John Hurt.
He was left home alone, right?
He was really hurt by that performance. Yeah. I remember when Alien came out and just being like hearing about it. And sometimes like movies like can just play with your mind. Like you hear about something and then you're even more terrified of it until you actually see it.
If you want to talk about a good tagline that actually has a movie that goes along with the tagline, in space, no one can hear you scream. Perfect tagline. And in terms of setting up a trilogy that's for better or worse, is pretty darn good. You could even argue the sequel is better, but it kind of dropped a lot of its horror tropes, and the sequel became more of an action movie. But that first one, it's hard to beat just in terms of the terror, the suspense, and I think it's has stood the test of time. Where you know sometimes you'll look at a horror movie or a scary movie years later, it's like, oh, that looks kind of cheesy. But you look at you can watch Alien today, and I think it's still just as impactful, still just as scary, still just as suspenseful as it was in 1979 when it came out. 1979. Yeah. So, kind of another funny tidbit about it, Kenner was, since they had so much success with the Star Wars line, like, oh, another space movie from Fox. so, you know, they set up, you know, figures in the same scales as Star Wars, and they had this big 12-inch alien figure. And then once they found out this is actually a rated R horror movie, they scrapped the smaller scale figure line, and they didn't release many of the 12-inch alien figures, and those figures are very valuable today.
I was going to say, those toys still out there?
They never made the small scale. A company recently remade or decided to make them as if they were released back then. But that original 12-inch alien is, you know, $500 figure if you can find one today. But Alien is my number three.
Not a bad choice, except for that last one. My number two is called The Exorcist.
Ooh.
The original. Now, I was just a kid when that came out and saw it again as a kid, and again didn't sleep for months or years. But that was where you always worried about being possessed and all that different stuff. I can remember people just passing out in the theater. You're reading about that. Now you don't know if it's urban legend or not, because, you know, it was what, the 70s, early 70s. But yeah, I guess it just terrified everybody. You know, people were upset by it because it's young girls, you know, her head spinning around, she's throwing up pea soup and all that different stuff. But yeah, I saw it. But again, I've only seen it once. It's another movie I've only seen once because, well, it scared me.
Yeah. I mean, and if you think about it, like watching Mindhunter and seeing the new Netflix show, and it's kind of talking about trying to learn from serial killers to understand, you know, what drives them so they can catch them. Right. But seeing, like, that was, what, 76, and seeing how much thoughts on, you know, even unsavory words or whatever, you know, and things we haven't, like, bat an eye at now. There was some really envelope-pushing stuff in The Exorcist, especially for when it was released.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just ahead of its time, and like I said, it freaked people out.
Yeah.
And like I said, it freaked me out. So anyway, The Exorcist, number two. I never saw. There was a sequel. There was some sequels too.
Yeah,
right?
There were. I think there were three sequels.
Yeah, I watched the first one. I was one and done. I couldn't watch the other ones.
Now I did watch. They re-released it there in the 90s when there was a big re-release phase going on or what have you, and they redid some scenes or what have you, and I actually saw it in the theater during the re-release.
It also has one of the Saturday Night Live did a spoof of it, and it's probably one of the funnier things ever on Saturday Night Live. Richard Pryor is one of the priests, and Lorraine Newman is the girl possessed.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The bed is on my foot. It's hilarious. If you haven't seen it, Google. I don't know if it's got to be on YouTube somewhere, but it's hilarious.
I easily could have made my list, and because I had tossed around that and Poltergeist. Both of those choices, as well as the movie that I'd like to put here, but I just can't, you know. I'd like to put The Terminator, but, you know, there's just only so much of it that I'm just psychological, like, I'm just kind of like, yeah, that's kind of scary. But this movie wins it out. I know you're going to be like, eh. But Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
No, that's a good one.
When I saw that movie, and again, I saw it, you know, middle school, you know, somewhere in there, I was terrified about that idea of like these pod peoples taking over bodies, and like, and then the very end of this movie, this it ends in a way that leaves you feeling helpless, basically. So that stuck with me. You
that's
know.
Donald Sutherland, right? Is it Donald?
Yeah, Sutherland? Donald Sutherland. Yep.
Yeah.
I can't remember the female lead that was in it. I was mainly followed the boy's perspective because, you know, I could just, you know, you're a kid when you watch it, you're like, oh, I'm like the boy in this movie. And then,
well, you know, if you would have followed the girl's perspective, you might have been able to help you with top 10 actresses.
I might have. Thank you. Yes, I will look into that.
I noticed Donald Sutherland make your top 10 actors.
I just wish we had video screens so you could see my hand gestures here.
how do you know I'm not doing it right back at you?
Good point. Good point.
All right. Well, my number two is a recent film. I believe it was released this year. And it is Get Out. A film released by... I'm blanking on the name. Let me pull it up here. But a film kind of about this interracial couple, and the girlfriend is white, and she invites her boyfriend, who's black, to come visit her family. And it just builds up tension, and it's just very suspenseful. And it's very much like a head F, if you will. But then it's also like very socially aware at the same time. It hits a lot of points and
challenges,
and
also challenges too.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele,
yes.
Director, writer. So.
And
from Key and Peele.
Of Key and Peele fame. Just a really, really good movie. For somebody that doesn't like scary movies like myself, I enjoyed the movie and highly recommend it to anybody. It's really good. It also has a lot of good laughs in it as well. But highly recommend Get Out. That's my number two for my top five scary movies.
All right. Now my number one. Before I get my number one of these, I'm going to share what else was on my list. The Shining, Silence of the Lamb, Friday the 13th, the first one, Halloween, the first one, American Werewolf in London, and I had Amityville Horror up there too, but I had to condense my list
Jaws
here.
Jaws is my number one.
I almost thought about putting Jaws on there, but, you know, went with scary. But my number one scariest movie of all time, and I'll say it because there's one scene where I was watching it in my room, it's about like 10 or 11, and I had this wood no frame around my head, like a corner thing. Like I came to like a 45 degree angle type thing. And when this hand pulls out of the ground, scared me so bad. I jumped back and hit my head on that and cut my head and was bleeding all the way down my, just all over my body. So I always remember that. But my number one scary movie of all time is Carrie.
Ooh.
The original Carrie. Now it has the whole thing with bullying and stuff. Like, what happens when you bully people? That, you know, that bully comes back and destroys a whole prom. So, don't pour pig's blood on Carrie because she's going to be ticked off. And it just, the whole thing's scary. John Travolta dies in it. Young John Travolta dies in it. Probably made Jay happy. And
whoa! Now I hate John Travolta. That's a thing.
don't you hate John Travolta?
No, I don't have anything against him.
Okay. Well, it's been rumored out there you hate. They don't like it. Anyway, no.
There's an entire Facebook group dedicated to this.
Yeah. Why does Jay hate John Travolta? Anyway, the scene that at the end where I think it's Amy Irving. She was married to Spielberg, right?
Maybe.
Didn't she marry Spielberg for a while? And then she goes to visit the house because the house all caved because the mom's nuts, and Carrie takes the house all disintegrates into the ground, and she goes there to lay down flowers, and she's been on to lay the flowers. That's when the hand comes up, scared the living crap out of me. I almost killed myself because I could have could have died on that 45 degree angle, cut up back my head. But no, Carrie is my, the original Carrie is my number one.
All right. That's a good choice. Very good choice. All right. Matt, you're number one.
Okay. My number one and is, well, it, Jack already mentioned it. So, you know, I don't know if I should mention all of my ones that could have been on my, my top 10 list.
I say you have to do it.
Oh, you didn't say I had to do it?
No, you don't have to, but I would do it.
Okay, I'm gonna read off my other ones that could have made it. Okay, this was there was Critters. Yeah, I know you guys would have laughed at that one. Gremlins, kind of a copy of Critters, actually. So I think Critters came first, and then Gremlins. But who's to say? We'll never know. Any of the Paranormal Activity movies, those just freak me out. I won't even watch. The trailers scare me. I won't even watch those movies. I had to go with a Mystery Science Theater 3000 movie, A Touch of Satan. It's funny, but if I were just to watch that movie, it's kind of freaky. So A Touch of Satan. I had Dune as an honorable mention, as well as the entire Trump presidency. But my number one is The Shining. Also happens on an Indian burial ground.
Here's Johnny.
I've gone back to this movie several times. I mean, it's, you know, I know scary movies or horror movies, you know, it, sometimes you don't, like Jack said, you don't want to go back and watch them because you just don't want to have that feeling or see that again. But The Shining is one of those that is just beautifully shot and well acted. You know, Kubrick's in the top of his prime, and I don't know, there's just something about that movie that when I watch it again, I mean, yeah, it's scary, but there's so many great scenes in it, and I love looking at it. Of course, not the creepy old woman in the bathtub scene.
Or the twins.
Yeah.
You said something about not going back and watching them. You think we'd maybe, like I said, I don't go back and watch these movies because it scared the crap out of me. And when I watch again, I'm like, come on, really? I was afraid of this. So maybe we want to keep that. That movie scared me, and I don't want it to ruin what it did to me back 30, 50 years ago. I mean, because I'm sure I would watch Rosemary's Baby now and just go, come on, really? Mm-hmm. No, there's right. No. Jay with arachnophobia. He does. You know, you thought it was funny this time. The second time around you watched it, whereas a kid, it scared you. I don't know if I want to go back and be proven wrong that I was a gutless kid. I just don't want to.
It's okay, Jack. You can do it. You can do it. No, I think it's a great pick, a great movie. And it has that nice little like twist in the end with the picture.
Whenever
I think it's a movie too. I think it's a movie too that a lot of most people have seen. If you're into horror movies, it's not like the chop 'em up type movies. Like, I mean, I'm sure we've all seen Friday 13th here or there, but this is a movie that actually has a good story and all that stuff. So
it's got the psychological aspect, which if you look at my picks, they all have to do with a little bit of psychological aspect that is kind of terrifying to me. So
yeah, that E.T.
Hey man, you weren't there. You weren't there.
You didn't sell enough, though, on me. I didn't feel I didn't hear the fear in your voice when you were.
It was okay. I mean, I got over it, but you know. Anyway, that's in the past. The Shining's my number one pick. I think it's
excellent pick. I think it's a good pick. Solid pick.
Thanks.
Good pick.
All right.
My number one that'll close out our podcast here is another movie I saw this year. A movie that came out this year. A kind of remake of. Actually, I mean, it's the first time it's been a movie, a straight-up movie, is It, Stephen King's It, Part 1, that was released this year, just actually a couple months ago. Saw it with Nick and Cliff and at the Grauman's Chinese Theater, and I don't like scary movies.
That's scary enough.
But this was probably, I could safely say, the scariest movie I've ever seen in the theaters. But it was on one hand, very scary. But on the other, like a really good kind of coming of age story. I think it translated the best parts of what made the book and the original miniseries great, as well as having a good bad guy and just a good story and a good. What I really liked about it was, I was scared to death of Pennywise the clown as it started, But as the kids became brave enough to face off against Pennywise, I felt brave, and I was there to like cheer them on as they were taking on Pennywise. So it was a good journey for me, as somebody who doesn't like scary movies, to not be afraid of the clown at the end of the film. But still, a scary movie, and that's why it is in my top spot for scariest movies that I've seen.
It's scary. Scary.
Scary.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
All right, so now let's go around and let's pick our favorite picks from each other's list. Jack, you have to pick your favorite from Matt's and a favorite from mine.
I go with The Shining from Matt's.
It's an easy one.
And then Jay's list. Probably Aliens, I guess. I'm trying to remember what else you picked.
No, just Alien.
Yeah, Alien.
Alien.
Not
Alien,
yeah.
Alien. I guess I go with Alien.
All right. Matt.
Yeah, well, The Exorcist almost made my list. And for a lot of the reasons that, you know, Jack had mentioned. So... And I mean, it was a toss-up for me with Poltergeist as well, but I would say the Exorcist is one that I've gone back and watched, and you know, I think it's still, you know, the way that it was shot, the time, the music, like, I mean, there's just something about it that's just really classic and, you know, still edgy and haunting. So, and then Jay's picks, just to make Jack mad, I'm going to pick The Thriller. I thought it was a bold move.
I forgot all about that. Thanks for bringing that back up.
Yeah, it was a bold move. I do like the Vincent Price
part. That was a cop-out. That was a bold move.
That's not a cop-out.
That's now yet to be determined.
Now we know why Jay wanted to squeeze it from 10 to 5. He had a music video on his top 5.
Short film.
Jay's pick is what I did. I Matt picked Jay's Matt pick. So.
Well, Matt, I will return the favor. I'm going to pick E.T. as my favorite pick from you.
Yeah.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. in the sense that I can see where it could be scary for someone. For me, it was an uplifting coming-of-age story, but I can understand for you and where you are coming
from. I don't want to get older.
Jack, the pick I'll pick for you is Rosemary's Baby, just because I know how much that movie has screwed you up. Like, it's just, for all these years, for all the years that I've known you, this has been a movie that
had to sleep with a nightlight for years that I couldn't go to sleep because I was like, it just freaked me out.
Hmm.
And I don't think we hired that babysitter again. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
That's my Close Encounters of the Third Kind experience was, you know, the parents go away, you're watching a movie, you think everything's cool, babysitter's like slightly older than you, and you're like, yeah, you know, you're cute. What about me? Like, I'm only 5. We could make a go of this. And then she puts on Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and you're like, you've just psychologically traumatized me. I need you to lay down with me now. So that was my move. It I couldn't say that it worked very well, but it, you know, at 5, I had some moves.
Yeah, at least you're trying.
Nice.
Trying to get in the game.
All right.
Didn't know what I was doing.
That will wrap up this Patron's Choice show. Matt, thank you for coming on the show. You know, your lists are legendary, so happy you're able to
Matt,
join us.
I think we've said this before. Matt needs to be on every podcast.
That's
we
okay.
do
Good.
That has a list.
Thanks for kind of letting me on to psychologically just spill my guts about all the weird crap that I've. So there you go.
Well, that is wonderful, Matt. Thank you so much, Jack. As always, it's a pleasure. And thank you to our patrons. This podcast is for you. Thank you. Whether you contribute, I think it's $5 and up, you get access to the show. Thank you for voting on our patrons group. Be sure to vote for next month's show. Whatever you want.
And after hearing that Thriller was on the list, don't just drop out of it. Don't stop donating.
Let us know in the comments on our Facebook page if you like which list you like better. Maybe we'll put a poll up, see whose list had the best. Which person had the best list?
I'm willing to come back for the top 10 Thanksgiving or top 5 Thanksgiving movies. You know,
there's only one in my mind.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
or you can have somebody else. I really, you know, no pressure there. So. But
Home Alone 1. Home Alone's a Christmas.
No, Home Alone's
movie, right?
Christmas. All the Home Alones are Christmas.
Yeah, but it's a hard one. Thanksgiving, right?
For me, the only one is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That kicks off my Christmas movie season is watching that at Thanksgiving, and then then it's Christmas.
What other Thanksgiving movies are there? There was a Walton's movie that used to be about Thanksgiving. Or was it Christmas? Anyway.
It's probably Christmas. I don't know. That will do it for this show. Again, thank you to our patrons. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Great show, guys. One in a million.